Over the years, there have been some changes concerning tea time. At first, tea was mostly enjoyed as a sort of digestive drink after a main meal that usually came between noon and 3 p.m. By the end of the 17th century, tea time as an after-dinner ritual served by ladies took root in British society. It was characterized by polite conversation, fine teaware, and elegant manners. The strict rules on how to brew tea made it possible only for ladies, not servants, to conduct the ceremony. Afternoon tea, perhaps the most British tea event, was established in the 1840s. It appeared as a result of the change of mealtime. The upper class made it a custom to eat breakfast at 9 a.m., lunch at noon, and dinner at 8 p.m. They took to having afternoon tea with bread and butter to fill the long gap between lunch and dinner. With the expansion of the middle class in the Victorian era, tea time as a social occasion spread among all classes across Britain. The middle class enjoyed tea like their upper class counterparts, and the working class brewed low-quality tea with two-penny china as a comfort after a hard day's work. The arrival of tango to Britain in the early 20th century generated a new combination of tea and dance, moving the venue for having tea from family gardens to hotel lounges and fine restaurants. Though the two world wars, instant coffee and fast food, respectively, threatened its survival, tea is now enjoying a revival as a special drink at royal events, as well as an indispensable addition to family parties. No other beverage can make people refreshed, comforted, and talkative with such ease and elegance as tea.